Vancouver Equity and Inclusion, a workshop for nonprofits, calling on executive directors, leadership teams, and change makers in the nonprofit sector to have a look at the cultural landscape of British Columbia, a tapestry of traditions, wisdom, and expression, and asking the question, are nonprofit organizations truly aware of their potential to engage and serve communities inclusive of race, culture, and identity? So exploring that and more in a 2.5-hour session at Groundswell Social Ventures, 268 Kiefer Street. They will be serving vegan, gluten-free pizza. On Thursday in Victoria, A Just Society, a documentary looking at the current opioid crisis and substance abuse through the eyes of people who have lived it. Filmmaker Nick Versteeg offers an eye-opening look at some of the lives affected on Vancouver Island. The event is happening at the First Met United Church. Film screening 7 o'clock tonight. Also, Social Justice Film Night tonight, a film, The Economics of Happiness, interviewing various leaders in progressive thought around the world, 7 p.m. Thursday, June 20th, at the BC GEU Hall, 2994 Douglas Street. This weekend is the summer solstice and also the Indigenous Cultural Festival at the Royal BC Museum. Join the Songhees and Esquimalt Nations to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day weekend. 3 days of performances on an outdoor stage. There will be artists and all sorts of interesting information about the First Peoples. It's a good place to go learn. Or you could go to Royal Roads University on Friday, 10:30 till 7, where they're having a National Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations, or also in Port Moody, Friday from 6 till 9:30 at Rocky Point Park. Their focus this year is Water is Life. There will be a water blessing ceremony with elders. A Green New Deal for All event in Vancouver, Friday from 6:30 till 9 at the Canadian Memorial Church, 1825 West 16th Avenue. Speakers and performers including Harsha Walia, Avi Lewis, David Suzuki, and others. Don't want to miss that discussion. Still no consent, no Trans Mountain, a 20K march. Now, this is happening in Victoria, Saturday, starting at Centennial Square, walking all the way to Saut First Nation territory near Island View Beach there. So you can go to Centennial Square at 8 a.m. They'll be leaving at 9, and you'll get there around 5. There are stops along the way at Elk Lake, Mitchell Farms, so lots of places to join in or honk and wave as you go by or ride your bike in solidarity. This is looking at whatever might happen on June 18th, which hasn't happened yet as I'm recording this, when Justin Trudeau is going to announce about his government reapproving the multi-billion-dollar Trans Mountain Pipeline, probably, and tanker expansion. So I don't know if he doesn't announce that. Will this happen anyways? I don't know. Go to Facebook. Still no consent. No Trans Mountain is the name of the event on this weekend. Chief Dan George, actor and activist exhibit happening in Sydney at the museum. All summer, actually, June 21st till the 11th of August. Chief Dan George was a very important actor and activist in the Tsleil-Waututh territories, so it's an opportunity to see what he produced. Maccabee is a very cool reggae guy coming here for the Ska Fest, which is in town on the 19th to the 23rd. Maccabee is doing a free workshop. He's a really cool activist type vegan guy. Saturday, starting at 1 till 2 at Studio 4 Athletics, 715 Yates Street. Saturday in Vancouver, the Stop Yulin 2019 peaceful protest. This is regarding the Yulin Dog Meat Festival, where thousands of dogs are killed during the 10 days of the festival. And what's perhaps one of the most terrifying things is that many household dogs, cats, and other pets are abducted and then sold into the festival around this time. So, yucky. Saturday from noon till 4, there's a protest at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Climate Justice Conference on Saturday at the World Art Studio, SFU Woodwards, 149 West Hastings, from noon till 10 o'clock at night. A big workshop with David Barsamian and others to discuss Indigenous-led resistance to resource extraction megaprojects and that sort of thing. A housing emergency Vancouver People's Summit. Let's call it emergency, they say. It's not a crisis. We need to treat it like it is an emergency, because it is. So there'll be all kinds of progressive political type people, unions, community leaders, and then, of course, working people, tenants, and evictees that who have been affected by Vancouver's broken housing system. So a chance to talk about real rent control, how to resist gentrification, how to tax mansions and developers, build social housing, and move towards ending homelessness. Sunday, 10 till 4:30 at the Maritime Labor Center, 1880 Triumph Street. Cube of Truth in Nanaimo on June 23rd, meeting outside Sirius Coffee at 60 Commercial Street. 3 o'clock on Sunday, Let the Languages Live Conference at the Victoria Conference Center, June 24th to 26th, of course, to do with First Nations, Indigenous languages. There is another Green New Deal Town Hall meeting at Trout Lake Community Center, Tuesday from 7 till 9. And a TV outreach on campus at Kwantlen regarding animal rights at noon till 4:30 at in Surrey at Kwantlen Polytechnic University. That's what I got for this week. Thanks, Chris.